Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, once again, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. Now, if you're a returning listener, perhaps you're listening to the show or watching it as it's live every week on Facebook Live TV, or you're a new listener, welcome aboard and welcome back. And welcome to this second month of February, where my angelic family, for those who are new to the radio show, I am part of an angelic family, as I had a walk-in experience on January 11th in 2003, and housed in the body of Claire Candy Hoff is Angel Ariel, myself, and I am part of the Posse of Angels who come to you every week and bring forth messages for clarity and direction, more love in your life, and certainly more peace. We have decided to call this month the month of love, with it being Valentine's Day tomorrow. And we're going to be speaking about love and relationships all month long. And, you know, whether we celebrate or we even take any notice of something like Valentine's Day tomorrow, what will get our attention and what will affect us energetically is the solar eclipse, which is coming up in the next couple of days. It will get our attention because solar eclipse energies take on a fated quality of things that are destined just for us, with eclipses being a portal for exponential growth. They present us with a time of rapid change, either from internal or external circumstances. Now, even though these sudden changes might make us feel uncomfortable, it's for the greatest benefit for our soul's growth. You know, as I mentioned in last week's show, lunar eclipses, just like the one we all experienced on January 31st, they change the very nature of who we are inside as it presents a time when we're forced to change, perhaps to get rid of, to rid ourselves of things that we do that are outdated and they have become habitual and they no longer serve us because of who we now are. A solar eclipse always occurs at the same time as a new moon, a time which heralds new beginnings. The sun represents our focus, our deepest desires, and the tangible ways that we externally, outside of ourselves, interact with the world. Now, therefore, the solar eclipse, unlike a lunar eclipse, provokes changes that are, again, external, and it ushers in positive changes that will illuminate our lives. Perhaps we might feel stuck, or the sun's illumination can give us great new ideas that are answers to our prayers. The influence of a solar eclipse is so great for many that it can present something so amazing and immediately catapults us into a very new and different life. For instance, we may be pushed forward into a new career or a new job before we even think that we are ready for it. And the sun eclipse will show us just how ready we are to step forward. Ultimately, a solar eclipse is meant for us to demand more of ourselves. And it may be a test of our courage to see how much faith we have to realize and to achieve our dreams. Now, everyone, be sure to embrace the changes with open arms and an open mind. And please do remember, if you are being presented with something that is ushered in by this enormous energy that is shining a light on your soul's growth, if you are being presented with it, then that means that you are already, that you already have the abilities to do it. So remember to step forward in faith. Now, to continue the theme of love and relationships in February, today's topic, Posse of Angels and myself, we have decided to entitle it A Lifelong Love Affair with Yourself. You know, with tomorrow being Valentine's Day, I thought I would check in with the Posse of Angels and ask them what they thought of this coming holiday. And actually, they were very amused with the whole idea of a Valentine's Day. They asked me, why don't humans have a national breathing day? And they said, why isn't there a national beating of your heart day? Both of these things, breathing and our heart beating, like love, they happen naturally. And most of the time, they occur without us even realizing it. I guess their point is that to love and to be loved is a natural thing that all human beings have, and that we can have love in our lives in any second that we choose, just by choosing to focus on love. So it's amazing. All it takes is our focus. But most of the time, people are so dead set on preaching to the universe how love is supposed to be in our lives that they diminish and close off the possibilities of how and when they can experience love. You know, if we buy into the whole Valentine's Day vision of love, which is perpetuated by the greeting card companies, the chocolate manufacturers, the florists, and don't forget the jewelers, we can get caught up in a very, very commercialized form of love that is built around conditions and expectations. For instance, some of these conditions might have us thinking, oh, my partner, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my wife or my husband, they love me if they buy me flowers. Or if they really love me, they will buy me flowers and a diamond ring Or if they truly love me the most, they will buy me flowers, a diamond ring, a new Ferrari, and a villa in the south of France. Well, I guess the whole point is that once we start to play this game, it's very difficult to know where to stop. You know, you might be laughing at yourself, but there was a time in my life that I was associated with people who were just like this. They were very much caught up in climbing the social ladder of who could acquire the most, that they were materially blinded to anything remotely associated with feeling wealthy inside by connecting to their free emotion of love within. Appropriating a single day to show love is so insanely ludicrous because at the most profound depth of who we are as human beings is the fact that we are love. And this occurs in every single second and not just on one day. In fact, we are so inextricably linked with God's love that even if we do not think that we are love, this connection of this divine love always exists underneath any false premise that we may choose to perpetuate. And if it's dormant and asleep within us, love can be reawakened and rekindled in the very blink of an eye. And counter to what all the great romance novels and romantic movies have shown us, love does not happen because of who we are with. Love happens because of who we are. And the Posse of Angels wish for me to repeat that love does not happen because of who we are with. Love happens because of who we are. But it can only happen with our permission. You know, many times we deny that we are love because we are just replaying old programming of taking to heart someone else's words that caused us to feel not worthy or not deserving or like we somehow didn't measure up. But deep within, underneath any negative belief system, regardless of what we have done and what we have or have not received, the angels want to remind us that we are more beautiful, more magnificent, and more powerful than we could ever possibly imagine. Now, just for the record, the Posse of Angels and I want to remind you that you are a child of God, and you're more cherished, adored, and loved. This was even before you were born in this physical incarnation, since you were born, and you will be eternally. This love is not dependent on what you were given, on what you own, on what you drive, on what you wear, or even on what you produce, on what you achieve, or create, or if you create anything. This love is indisputable, it's unconditional, it's constant, and it is unwavering. And all you need to do to feel it is to take the time to let that settle on your heart. And when we allow to fully comprehend that love from Source for all of us, we begin to realize how extraordinarily fortunate we all are. And two of the highest forms of energetic frequency are contained within the emotions of gratitude and appreciation, which allow us to easily manifest as this frequency is aligned with the energy of the universe's energy. Now, if your life is not representative of these words about love, it is because you have forgotten who you are. A child of God, and you are love, and you're allowing external expectations and conditions to dictate how and even if you are to be loved. Actually, the hardest I have ever seen the angels weep is for those clients who have completely forgotten who they are, as they are denying their divine love inside. Because when we forget who we are, we stop loving ourselves. And, you know, we truly stop seeing ourselves as having any importance. And once we stop acknowledging our importance, we then begin to seek and find our identity in other people and things outside of ourselves. This sets us up on a perpetual cycle of giving our power away. And because we know unconsciously that we are love, and the illusion of not being loved hurts us so terribly, there are many who escape into substance abuse and distract themselves with addictions. Can be addictions to alcohol or drugs or overshopping or empty relationships to hide from the perpetuation of these deep and painful illusion of not believing that we are love. You know, over the last 15 years, through my business, Angel Healing House, which, by the way, can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I have lost count of all the clients who have gone through relationship breakdowns that have said that they need their ex back in their life in order to feel loved, as they feel so empty without them. The clients are rightfully empty, as most of their relationships were codependent, and they did very little to nurture and nourish their own self-worth. Once their partner leaves them, well, they fall pretty heavily, as they've been leaning on the other person to get their identity and their self, their sense of love. One of the greatest ways that I find to keep reminding me about love of self is by honoring and respecting who I am. I do this by honoring and encouraging my unique gifts and talents. Now, we all have special abilities, gifts, and talents. You know, there might be others out there with similar gifts, but there never has been another me. And that me has my own unique set of fingerprints. And nobody does things in quite the same way that I do. This reminds me of when I channeled my beloved book, Angels of Faith. Beautiful book, which, by the way, you can look up on my website, which is, again, angelhealinghouse.com. But when I wrote the book, I didn't say to myself, there have been lots of books on angels. Who am I to write another book? I could have said that, but I knew in my heart that there never had been, there never is, and there never will be another book written with the same energies and the same intention that my book was written with. Once we allow this feeling of uniqueness to permeate through us, we begin to value our contribution to ourselves, to others, and to the planet. We begin to see ourselves as an integral part of life, and we find joy in making ourselves a priority, not at the expense of anyone else's, but we begin to see that our dreams and our desires are just as important as any others, and that they have every right to be nurtured and nourished. So, remember, if you find that you are disappointed by love on this Valentine's Day or any other day of the year, ask yourself, where in your life can you put more focus and attention on the creation of your importance? Perhaps you could do some of these things. Perhaps you could write that book that you have inside of yourself. Don't worry about how you're going to market it. Don't worry about where it's going to go and who's going to read it, because the joy is in the creation. Perhaps you could dare to switch to a more honoring, creative job. Perhaps you can honor your gifts and talents and share them with the world by putting out a blog or YouTubes. Maybe you could make your health important, and therefore you honor and respect your physicality through diet and exercise. And everyone, if you do wake up on Valentine's Day and you do not find your new Ferrari parked in your garage, or you don't wake up with someone bringing you a breakfast tray and it doesn't come with two plane tickets to your villa in the south of France, remember that love is truly not something that you are given, and it's not something that you have to search for. Love is something that you already are. Remember that by having this lifelong love affair with yourself, it will constantly bring you the richest, most wealthy fulfillment from the inside out. You know, with the energetically influential solar eclipse happening tomorrow, that will definitely illuminate for many a new path and new ways that we can be in the world. I shuffled the cards before, and I pulled from my spirit animal deck, this lovely spirit animal deck, it's called the Druid Animal Oracle Deck, and I wanted to see what the message that the Posse of Angels had for us. Remember that this is an extraordinarily powerful time for us to take action toward our most heartfelt longings and the life we dream about living. And I was not at all surprised when this card came up. This is the card of the Eagle. Beautiful, beautiful deck this, with that powerful, powerful eagle in the sky. Just beautiful. For eagle is the card of courage. It's the card of renewal, and he draws his power from the sun. Eagle helps us to see our lives from a higher and wider context. Perhaps we've been playing small. Perhaps we have not been having the courage to dream big in our lives. By aligning ourselves with eagle energy, many will sense a new purpose to their life, to fly even higher than we ever thought that we could, enabling us to venture and travel into new territory with faith and with confidence. This commanding energy will help us to detach from everyday illusions of worries, of cares, and see life again from a much larger picture. The eagle does have a caution for us that when we deny ourselves access to our heart, we can't fly. Our deepest longings and our dreams, they are held within us. And if we don't acknowledge them, our lives become sterile. They become stagnant, and our intellect becomes overly analytical, and we are constantly trying to figure life out rather than living it. Eagle is reminding us to soar high. Our dear friend, the eagle, is showing us how to renew and how to rejuvenate ourselves by plunging into the lake of our heart at just the right synchronistic moment to take inspired action toward fulfilling our dreams. So I would like to thank our lovely friend, the eagle, for coming in. And on the back of that, I chose one more card from this deck, which is the Oracle of E by Pam Grout and Colette Baron-Reed. I just love these cards. And the card that I chose was Bunny Hop and Jive, which sounds like a very silly card, but it's actually not. Our second card from the Oracle of E deck is short and sweet. Bunny Hop Jive is letting us know that we don't have to do it alone. What this solar eclipse is going to be doing is It's now time. It's going to be shining a light on those organizations, those partnerships, and those connections that will help us. It's a time of those alignments and connections to help us step forward and to realize our dreams. And they will help bring miracles in our lives. You know, with the radiance of the solar eclipse shining a light on those partnerships to connect with us, all we need to do is to demonstrate our courage of the eagle and step forward and dance. Bunny hop, merengue, cha-cha-cha. What other dances are there? The lambada and the waltz, the can-can. All we need to do now is to dance and step forward. So in the weeks and months to follow, let us know here at Angel Healing House what transpires in the light of that solar eclipse, shining a light on your life, on your dreams and your desires, and what comes in for you. It's a very exciting time. We are going to a break now. Remember, you can call in to discuss love, to discuss anything with the Posse of Angels and myself. Call 1-800-930-2819, and we would love to speak with you. Take care. See you on the other side of this break.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
You are back with Angel Healing House and Claire Candy Hoff. Welcome back, everyone. We have been speaking about having a lifelong love affair with yourself. And even if you do not, if you came to the program late, even if you don't recognize Valentine's Day, as many do not, you can feel love any day of the year at any time because we come from the most extraordinary source, that source of God, and that we are made in that magnificent reflection, and that we are love. So let's go to our callers. Our first caller on Angel Healing House is Amy. Amy from Wisconsin, you're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and the lovely Posse of Angels. How are you today?
I'm good, Claire. How are you?
I am very, very well. What's happening in your life?
Okay, well, you know, I've recently gone through a pretty, I don't know, dark time that affected me kind of mentally, emotionally, you know, physically and spiritually. And I do think I'm seeing the end of the tunnel, but I'm just wondering, you know, what the angels suggest me to do to make a significant positive change in my life, or any other messages they may want to touch on.
Okay. The first thing that they're saying is, everything that you have been through has been for your soul's growth. Everything. Nothing was a mistake. Okay, that's first and foremost. You are always, and we as spirits having human beings or spirits having a human experience, we are always where we were meant to be, even though it doesn't seem like it, and that it is for the greatest good of ourselves and for the greatest good of all concern. And this way, they want you to not have any regrets, any resentments, to open yourself up to the new coming in. They want you to do this exercise, and they're saying it would really serve you beautifully if, like, for 15 or 20 minutes, you could get yourself in a nice quiet place, turn off the computers and the cell phones and things like that, maybe light a little candle, maybe burn some incense or something, get yourself in a peaceful spot and bless everything that has gone before. Acknowledge that you co-created it for your soul's growth. Thank it. Thank it for showing you the contrast. For instance, the former soul who was in this body of Claire Candy, before I had my angel walk-in experience, she had an abusive ex and was together with that abusive ex for 26 years. But because I have her memory imprint, when I came in, I blessed him. I blessed him for the contrast because it taught her to be independent. It taught her to be empowered and to not be bullied. Unfortunately, she did not learn that lesson. Just because you're presented with a lesson doesn't mean that that you learn it. But bless the contrast and bless that person, whoever they are, because they're allowed to be where they are on their own soul's journey. And then say that you release them, or you release the incident from having any effect on you and your beautiful energies ever again. Okay, so that's something that you can really positively do to open yourself up. Let me see. And also, you can say thank you. You may not know where you're going, Amy, but God and the angels know how to co-create things with your unconscious for your soul's greatest growth. So what you can do is, let's say, do you want a new job? I'm just saying, is that one of the things that you're longing for?
Actually, I thought I'd look into that maybe towards the summer.
Okay. So to get yourself ready when you're in this time of peaceful time, close your eyes and say to the universe, thank you. Thank you for my new job. Oh my gosh. Thank you, because I get to work with wonderful, like-minded people. I get to work in a beautiful environment. I get to be remunerated for my gifts and talents and do what I love and I'm passionate about. Let that settle on your heart. You don't even have to know what that looks like. But let that settle, that feeling settle on your heart, and thank the universe for that which has been already created on the etheric plane. It just hasn't manifested yet on the physical plane. And that by doing this, and the more that you take inspired action to think to yourself, what would I love to do? And then go and investigate it on the internet, speak to people, or go to places where people are doing these things that you would love to do. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the fame. Don't worry about the ego. You approach it as a little child, loving to do this. Then that stirs the same emotions or the same energies as is on the etheric plane. And that the universe, the same language of energies that the universe speaks. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Amy in Wisconsin. The first card for you is the Six of Pentacles. And the Six of Pentacles is about people giving you money, people giving you the fulfillment of that wealth inside of you. So this is a great confirmation. Wealth inside, wealth outside. By thanking the universe for your job already, they go into action. And there's no more lack and there's no more scarcity inside. Great card about abundance. And the six is about more joy and more balance and harmony in your life. Second card The second card is the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune is that destiny will take over. Destiny, this is destined for you because of your focus on that abundance and that on that wealth and putting your focus on what you do want and making steps towards getting excited by doing all the research about the information about this new opportunity or job of yours. And the last one that comes in is the Four of Autumn, which is in these cards, which is, I forget that I'm on Facebook Live TV. So here's the card of the Four of Pentacles. And this card is about holding on too tight. They want you to surrender and to let go to allow synchronicities and miracles and magic to come into your life. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Amy.
Very much so. I definitely appreciate it. And thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. And keep us informed here at Angel Healing House Radio. The more you do this, the more you will see changes in your life. And we'd love to know what those changes are. So call in at a later date. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that goes for each and every one of us. I've often said here on Angel Healing House that these callers are not just they are individual callers, but the message that they bring forth. If you're listening today, you listened in for a particular purpose, and the messages that the Posse of Angels give out are universal. Let's go to our second caller. We've got Kalina. Kalina in California. Kalina, you're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for taking our calls. Are you doing? I hope you're doing great.
I'm very well, thank you. We have a little bit of a cooler day. I don't know where in California you are, but here in Santa Monica, it's only going to be in the 60s, which I know I have family on the East Coast that are experiencing like minus degree temperatures. And when I tell them it's cold here in California when it's 60, they just roll their eyes and they just laugh. But it's cold for us here.
Yes, winter sure is coming in. It's still sunny outside, though, but it has cleared up from yesterday.
It is. What's going on in your life, Kalina?
There are some changes. Definitely the universe has brought some changes for me this year, and I just wanted to see what messages they had for this transition that I'm going into in my career, and I'm wondering if they have any messages for my husband's career, if there's going to be any changes there.
Okay. All right. While I'm shuffling the cards, the Posse of Angels are saying, the universe desires what you desire. It's that simple. The more we shift into just being, instead of doing in order to receive, then we understand that in every single second, through our thoughts, our words, our feelings, we are emoting those energies which either are affecting positively and optimistically the fulfillment of our desires or not. So with this solar eclipse coming up, I would actually do a ritual around it in saying, I open myself up to dare to to dare myself. Actually, I did a program in January, which is called Dare Yourself in 2018. All my shows are archived. And dare yourself to be uncomfortable. Dare yourself to step forward and to do something which may take your skills and your abilities and your talents and all those things in maybe a direction where you might not have thought, but you're more than capable of doing that. And so they're saying, please, Kalina and your husband, do not limit yourself into what you think that you can do because you've always done it. Open yourself up to other opportunities. And I know that's a bit scary. You know, when we step into something that we might not have done before, we certainly, the reason we're being presented with it is because we have all the skills to do it. We might need to, you know, sort of brush up on something to get up to speed. But if you're being presented with it and you get that overall shivers or goosebumps or whatever, we are savvy enough as spirit in human form to know when something feels good to step forward. They do want you both to step forward to it. And once again, they're saying, please don't limit yourself because of what you've done before. Open yourself up to new adventures, to new, it might even, let me see, the Posse of Angels are saying it might even involve a move. Would this involve a move?
There is a lot of changes.
Yes. And they're saying, please do not hold on to anything. We are, with the solar eclipse, they're saying, we're getting up to warp speed and, you know, hold on. The only thing that I guess we can hold on to is the seat of our pants as things will rapidly change. And I'm just getting goosebumps all over the place. So, allow for these changes to come in. And to let go of attachments and expectations. Those are the two words that they're saying. Please let go of attachments and expectations as to what you think you can do and open yourself up to those different possibilities. The first card that comes out is another six. There's a trend here. Six of Wands is, I love this card. This card this is the card in the fairy deck. But in the traditional deck, it shows a rider with a laurel wreath on his head and people are, heralding him. So this is the card of victory. This is the card of triumph. This is a card of others recognizing and promoting and supporting you. So it's also the sixes are about balance and more harmony in your life. So, yeah, let go and surrender to anything else and to tell the universe, you know, show me that which will be the greatest for my soul's growth and I'm ready to go on the ride of my life and just open to that. So that's a great way to start off with, Kalina, with the Six of Wands, because quite frankly, it's the card of victory and the card of triumph. The next card for you is the Page of Swords. And the Page of Swords is about messages, communication coming in. So watch the emails, anything that you know, gets your attention about, you know, maybe a different direction that you can go in or something that would, you know, fulfill your heart's desires. This is the Page of Swords is also the youngest of all the pages. And allow that inner child to, you know, what would I be doing now? What would I love? Just like the former caller that we had, Amy, they would suggest to do this for you as well, for you and your husband to do this as well, you know, to sit quietly and to drop down to your heart and say thank you to the universe, because I know that you know what I know before I know I want it. They know us so much better than we know ourselves. And so thank you for this new employment, this new opportunity, this new job is coming up for me, which I'll be able to do, which I will love doing. and get so excited because it's that excitement, and then make movement towards researching about it and all of these different things. The next card for you is the Seven of Wands. So you got the six and the seven. So it is a progression. And the seven is about rising, rising above the competition, although there really is no competition. And this is about standing up for yourself and going after your dreams. So they told me to look at the bottom of the deck, which is, of course, the Death card. And the Death card is mostly not about a physical death, but it's about the ending of what you thought you could do, to step and to dare yourself in 2018 to step forward. So I hope that's all been helpful for you.
Yes, it's been wonderful and very true.
Thank you so much. And like the last caller, please do keep us informed on Angel Healing House Radio. We would love to hear from you and to see how this solar eclipse brings in wonderful things for you. So take care.
Thank you. You too. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. It is a very exciting time, and as you can tell, I'm getting very excited about this solar eclipse, and at the same time, I'm dropping all expectations and attachments as to what has to come in or how it has to come in. So let's go to our next caller. We have Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're online with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. What's going on?
I've been having trouble sleeping, and I've been nauseous, and, you know, my period has stopped, luckily, the last 2 weeks after being nonstop for a while, and I'm hoping that things are getting better, but I think part of me is a little concerned that, I don't know, that I'm not maybe doing something I should, or, you know, so I guess I could use either some guidance about, you know, steps to take that I'm not taking, or reassurance that I'm doing the right thing or everything will work out. Because I'm wondering if that's maybe also affecting my sleep or how I feel. If, I'm not sure if that's emotional or physical and all of that. But that's been on my mind for a little while now, and then I have an appointment coming up in about a week with the gynecologist again, and I'm not really sure how to address things.
Okay. The first thing they want you to know is you are very, very, very sensitive. You are an empath, and they want you to know that this started probably, these energies started, and I'm getting shivers all over the place. These energies started about mid-January, building up to the lunar eclipse. And even before that, on January 1st, there was a huge portal of energy that opened up for so many of us that were affecting us. And I spoke about it in January, that were actually mirroring the flu symptoms, those ascension symptoms, the aches, the achy bones, the headaches, you know, the sinus, in fact, the sinus pressure, a lot of those were ascension symptoms. I'm not saying there were no flu or bacteria or anything that was going around, but those energies started to affect us the beginning of January. Then the lunar eclipse came in, and the lunar eclipse is more sneaky than a solar eclipse, because the lunar eclipse affects us within, and it starts to work on subtle changes by changing the very nature of ourselves within, so that we will change, so that when something like a solar eclipse comes in and presents us with different things, then we have changed enough to be able to step forward. So what they really want you to know is the not sleeping is the effect that they're definitely saying it's effect of all of these energies on you. And with the solar eclipse occurring, I think it's on the 15th, it's within the next 2 days. It's certainly affecting your sleep patterns, and not to be so hard on yourself. They're saying that you have gotten a wonderful cleaning out. Many people have gotten a wonderful cleaning out with this, with the flu symptoms, whether you want to call them ascension symptoms, whether you want to call them a detox, whether you want to call it the flu, whatever title you want to give it. It's been a wonderful cleaning and clearing out in order for those things that would be presented to us. We will be detoxed and we will be cleared. And so they're saying you have gotten a wonderful clearing out. But don't be too hard on yourself with the not sleeping, because many of us are going through that, being affected by the solar eclipse, with the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse coming up as well. And also there's a new moon thrown into the works there. Also,
Like, I'll just feel this anxiety. I'll wake up from my sleep and I can't even breathe for a few minutes. Like, and it's a little scary. Like, if, I don't know if, you know, I didn't know if there's a premonition about something bad happening or, you know, but it's been a little alarming.
Okay. So they don't want you to get too caught up in your illusions. This is, they're saying, no, this is not a premonition. And they're saying that take steps to do things, you know, that bring you calmness, that bring you peace, you know. They're also saying to nurture and nourish yourself through this cleansing time. You know, when you said about your period and it being nonstop, a lot of times, you know, throughout cultures and different cultures, you know, the goddess energy about menstruation and things like that, you know, to bless that time, to honor it, to not be scared by it, and to really, honor it and say thank you, and for it to be a wonderful cleansing time for you. Certainly, if it goes on longer than expected, get that checked out. But don't go into fear. Your three cards are the Three of Pentacles, which is about honoring and respecting. It's about being acknowledged for your skills. So put, you know, focus and attention on honoring yourself. There is the Four of Swords, which is the time of rest and reflection. It's a time out, a very needed time out for you, which then heralds in the Tower card, which is then a time for you to then, you know, things to break down in your life in order for the new to come in. A lot of people don't like the Tower card. I love it because as soon as things break down, the new appears. So they really don't want you to get too concerned with the not sleeping, as it is just the energies of the eclipse season, and really to honor the cleansing that your body is going through. So that's the end of the program. Must go, Stephanie. Thank you for calling in.
Sure. Thank you. I was a little nervous about the Tower card. Can they give me some kind of clue about what will break down?
Oh, well, anything in your life, maybe putting a great deal of emphasis on your concerns, that things will go wrong or things won't be right, instead of blessing them and saying, thank you for the changes which are coming in. That's all you need to say, because I know they're for my greatest good and the greatest good of all concerned. So I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, take care.
You too. Happy early Valentine's.
Bye. And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much to the callers. Thank you to everyone who is listening and watching Facebook Live TV. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you want more information about my books, my Angels of Faith, my One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, which is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is the sequel to One True Home, And it's the autobiography of how the former soul of Claire Candy walked out of her troubled life on January 11th of 2003, and I, Angel Arielle, walked in to create heaven on earth for myself and others. Please do go to Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And remember, all this week, to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Take care, everyone. Bye. Thank you.